the final week at Wimbledon, and some would argue that in today's modern power game, tennis has well and truly lost its balls. Those characters and personalities who defined a golden era for the game, a time when tennis ruled the world. The gentleman's game turned pro in 1968, bringing prize money, media exposure, and drawing crowds that the Beatles would be proud of when a new breed of showmen took centre stage at Wimbledon. The next day, there were lots and lots of little tiny caterpillars crawling on the nettle leaves. The eggs were papery and empty. I squashed some with my fingernail. My grandfather came over to see what I was doing. "Ah," he said, "peacock caterpillars." "Do they eat cabbage?" I asked. I'd seen caterpillars on cabbages. He shook his head. "Caterpillars are fussy eaters. If you put a nettle-eating caterpillar on a cabbage, it'll set off to look for nettles."
New Year's Eve, 1999. Incredibly, the 20th century was ending on a high note. As the last hours of 1999 ticked away, mankind was experiencing a surge of global optimism. The developed countries were uniting to fight famine in Africa. The world leaders were agreeing plans for a summit to end the scourge of war. And George Dent, editor of Globelink News, had conquered his sinuses. In the 17 years that George had been editor, there had hardly been a single day when his sinuses didn't feel as if they'd been injected with liquid cement. Yet today, they were totally clear. He breathed in deeply through his nose. It felt great. Nothing would get him down today. Even the growing financial crisis at Globelink News could not extinguish the flame of optimism which now illuminated his life. True, he still felt twinges of guilt at having spent £39.95 on a bottle of L'Egoiste Eau de Toilette Pour Homme, but he couldn't very well keep using Boots aftershave now he was buying his shirts from Gap.